This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, we are still finishing up some loose ends regarding the sugya of chitim ima oiris. And here, some of us got involved in different areas of halacha that are directly or indirectly related to this sugya. But in order to make it, to gather it all together and how to bring it all together, I wanted to present the following shayla. Somebody is gluten sensitive. Many people are gluten sensitive nowadays. And they think of all different types of etzas to be yoytze matzas mitzvah leila seder. So there are those who suggest oat matzah. Some say oat. You know, we know the problems with oats. Who says they're matzah and they're not very tasty and it's difficult and spelt is also not so geschmack. So, what about an eitzah of taking rice flour, mixing a small amount of iris in the rice flour, a small amount of wheat in the rice flour, because a gluten sensitive person, he could be highly gluten sensitive and he can't even have a very small amount of wheat, even traces of wheat. But that's an extreme case. Many people, even if they're celiac, but they can have a small amount. And you should know this is becoming more and more matzui. So one eta that was brought up, I think I saw this brought up before, but I didn't see it recently, biksuvim, but let's don on it before we look at a biksuvim. The eitzah would be to mix a small amount of chitim together with iris. Now, what about iris? The fact that it's kitnius, maybe for a chayla or matir kitnius. And there are those who are there are from those who are edut hamizrach that have iris. So, what would be so for them? For sure, it's negeah. That's the shiloh over here. So, first of all, how do we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? We spoke about this last week. I just want to reiterate it. Is that there's three Shulchan Aruchs. There's the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chav Dalet. There's the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Nun Gimel, and in Orach Haim. And then there's the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ches. In Tov Nun Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Ha'ose ita isa mina chitim umina iris, im yesh bo tam dogon yotze yidei chayvosa bePesach." It's mashma that he's paskening neto Rambam, which means that iris is nigrar achar achitim, and it's dafka chitim and iris. It's not shar minim. The Torah says even shar minim because it's a din tam ke ikar. The Torah mamash writes that the Bach talks about it, but The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Isa min achitim doesn't even have to be kdei chilas pras." The Magen Avraham adds on davke kdei chilas pras, "Kenir li lahachmir ein bebeis yosef," which by the kdei chilas pras is either 1/6 or a more makel de kashita 1/8. So it's not that hard to get kdei chilas pras either. But if you want to be yotzik, why is kdei chilas pras? By the way, what? Because a pras is shisha beitzim, so a kezayis. A shalish beitzim, sheish kezesim. So one kezayis is kedei achilas pras. No, he says ayin bebeis yosef, but he says he's machmir. The Chayk Yankiv says clearly. He learns this in Tofnun Gimel. The Chayk Yankiv says cut in Yehud says clearly. The Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rambam that you that even if it's less than kedei achilas pras, you're yaitzim. That's in Tofnun Gimel, but. And in Yoredes, in Shulchan Dalet, the Gabi Chiyuv Chalitz, it's also mashma that way. It's very common nowadays to start mixing different flours because of gluten, I'm telling you. And by somebody should know that if they are going to start mixing chitim with iris, they have to be, they're chayev b'chala, in a very small amount. Now, in Simen Reish Ches, in the Shulchan Aruch, Siftes, Irev kemach doichin v'sham yikinis im kemach chishudim v'yishlu begder v'orber mzaynus ala michya v'dav sheish b'kemach chemish l'kidesh yachom eno kidesh chilis pras. He doesn't, like, why didn't he tell us about kemach and iris? Doesn't talk about kemach and iris. The Gra Mefurish learns in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he speaks out Mefurish, saying in Das Shulchan Aruch. We know that's never usually, you know, they don't usually do that. But he says that Vafilu Perish Ramban Shechol Kinsver Dein Tzorach Mishum Greira Dafka Iris. So the Shulchan Aruch is talking about other minim that are not iris, and that's Taka Meduyik. Ear of Kemach Doichin Sharmini Kitnis Im Kemach. He doesn't say Ear of Kemach Iris, and Prima Gadim points out Mashkas of Mechaber Ear of Kemach Doichin Sharmini Kitnis Hoitzi Mechlal Iris L'Shitase Sim Tafdon Gimel. What's fascinating is that at the end of the Priba Gadim, he makes a 180, and he says Le'inyan Dina Ein Lanu Ela Psaka Mechaber Ve'Arav Oidle Ve'Av Be'ir of Doganim Iris Be'Ein Kedei Achilas Pras Dina K'may Doichin. Like, what happened over here? What happened? All of a sudden, the Prima Gadim seems to say that you, with Kemach Iris, with Doichin, with Kemachitim, with Iris, you need Ashir Kedei Achilas Pras. And the Bir Alacha, in Simen Reish Ches, clears this Shaila. What's the Halach in Hilchis Brachis, when you have a little bit of Kemach, Chitim together with Kemach Iris, what would be the halacha? The Bir Halacha brings this as a suffix. He says, "La'inu Kemach Iris, k'shemarv Kemach Chitim yesh la'ayin." The first Bir Halacha in page Kufiyot Chesabed Aleph, "La'inu Kemach Iris, k'shemurv Kemach Chitim yesh la'ayin." The Tolim Shitis Apayskev Bevar B'Sim Tovan Gimel. Ayn Chokyankov. Ayn Prima Gadim. Derech Chaim. V'ladina yesh la'zer shavu ledoichin l'nyaneinu. He says, Ledina, we should paskin that Iris is the same as other minim, which means that according to the Bir Halacha, you could not be yoytze with what? No, you cannot be yoytze. You can't make a bracha of hamoytzi lechem mina aretz on this matzah. What would he hold legabe yoytze matzah mitzvah? Pashas, it's the same. I'm sorry, Birkas HaMazon you can't make. I'm sorry. Yeah. L'chayra, there's no difference. But he says, Amnam, b'magin gibayrim chaylik al zeh ayin sham. Rabbi Avishai and I looked up this magin gibayrim, because we don't have it here in the coil, and the magin gibayrim taka says that Shulchan Aruch Avada is going to hold that Iris is different. Iris is considered something that has a greira component to it, and even that's the k'dichil's prasir yaitze. So,
you are
not going
against the grow, what happened?
So he says the machlokes, and he's going to go Ladina, we're going to go with the Prima Gadim and the Derech HaChaim. So if we're going to say that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which they're strong tzadim to say, is that you don't need Kedei Achilas Pras, so we have a Pesenetza over here. And the truth is that for Sfardim, especially who are going to have the Iris in the first place, They could say, well, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and Yeshal Malis Meich to make a bracha of Hamoitzi, make Birkas Hamazon to be Yaitze. Yeah. Oh, now Rabbi Avishai is saying that's not enough. Now we have another subject. You have to have Tam Dagan. So my answer to Rabbi Avishai is that, what does that mean, Tam Dagan? As long as a kfeila could taste it, it would be okay. You need over 2%, because over 2%, it's not misbatal. But we know the Shita Shulchan Aruch is not shisha mamish. Shita Shulchan Aruch is kfeila. So you have to have at least something that a kfeila would be able to taste. So how much is that already?
Also, shisha is a humra for a shir betel. Right. But here you need the kula to taste it.
Right. Right, so for sure.
You have to be chayshish biz shisha for regular sort.
Right, right. So what would be this? So now the company is going to ask you, okay, we're willing to make this matzah. What amount of taste of iris do I have to have in this?
Dagan.
Sorry. What amount of dagan do I call myself the Joe Biden of rabbis, by the way. And sure, you have to be my homie. So what amount of dagan do you have in the iris to be considered that you're going to be yotzei yedei chavasa? Remember, we're trying to get to the minimum because of a because of a health situation, and you want to be able to be yotze outside the yotzer type.
You can't take
achilas pras. Yeah. Achilas pras, that's what you should do. Or even achilas pras of 1/8, according to some sheet, as a process for beitzim. So even that would be good. But let's say you can't be yotze that much. So what do you do now? What's called tam? Surprisingly, we discovered in the Kohl this week that Tom is not something that's clear at all in the Paiskim. We started this by seeing the Yesod that Reb Chaim says in Sefer. Reb Chaim, which we've been dealing with 3 or 4 times already this Zman, in regards to Chala, besides the component of having Chimutz, you also have to have a Shem Lechem. And we said, Pasha is not going in Shita Sarosh. The Rosh holds as long as it's Tom Ki Iker on everything, it's okay. You don't Dafkav have a greater to make it a Shem Lechem. But according to the other Shitas Rishonim, Reb Chaim is saying that you have to have a Shem Lechem. And he says, and don't tell me that according to my Yesod that you have to have a Shem Lechem. He says, I'm going to bring you, he's Miyashiv, a big question that Tosfos has in the sugya of many spices, katzach together with dagon, where the Gemara says that maybe you shouldn't be, you shouldn't be yaitze yedei chayva. It depends whether there's bittel or not, vatel or mevatel or not. I'm not getting into that sugya, but Tosfos does say that if you're going to have tam, what we need to know from this, that sugya menach, is if you have tam in the of dagon inside the spices, why don't you say that you're yotzei chevasai? So Reb Chaim says, I can answer Shita Sataisis, because even if you have tam dagon, but you don't have a greira, because it's all talking about iris over there, to give it a shem lechem. And therefore, you have to have a shem lechem in order to be yotzei. That's how Reb Chaim is miyashiv. Tosfos is kasha, but then he says, and don't tell me that maybe over there is no tam. In other words, I don't have a riot to my fancy shtickle Torah that I can answer Tosfos is kasha, because maybe over there's no tam. You have so many spices, it's drowning all the tam of dagon. Don't tell me that, says Reb Chaim, because it says in the Yerushalmi that even you have to have always roiv, and you always have to have tam. So obviously, in a mixture, they're all, in order to be chayiv, you have to have tam there. In another place in Psachim, it says, as even if you don't have tam, it's okay. This is where Reb Chaim has a famous chilik, whether it already had a shem lechem or didn't have a shem lechem. If it had a shem lechem beforehand, then you don't need the tam. But in order to create a shem lechem, you need the tam. And where's this raya that you don't need tam once it has a shem lechem? From Bala Matzah. Teida, says Reb Chaim, that if something has a shem lechem beforehand, tam is not a critical component. Because when a person is boileya matzah, hare, he doesn't have tam, and he still yaitz it. Obviously, you don't need tam. Adkan Reb Chaim. So as somebody looks at this Reb Chaim, and he wonders, hare, you don't have tam? What would this mean regarding Hilchas Brachis? What would this mean legabe Hilchas Brachis? What happens if somebody has a meichel, and he's boileya a meichel? What's the halacha? Boleya a Michael. Do you make a bracha or not? And I would think that this is a dover that's befurish.
You say hamotzi and achilas matzah and you bala matzah.
Mate, so you're going to tell me you say hamotzi, but who says mitzi and brachis are the same?
You're saying that's a brachas
hamitzah? And I remember the Shabbos Shuva drasha shnas tav shin pei aleph from one of my Rebbeim, his name is Rabbi Yitzchak Mordechai Kain Rubin, the Baal Orchas Shabbos. He gave a drasha on this during the COVID years. And his whole Shabbos Tshuva drasha was whether somebody makes a bracha on something if he doesn't taste. I never really looked into that shaila so much, but I like seeing titles and it stays in my mind whenever it's Negeya. And here we go, this year it's Nageya, while we're learning, this sugya comes up. And, I mean, before you start seeing the Makairis, you think like Rabbi Avishai, Bala Matzah Yatza, so you don't need Tam, you also have to make a bracha. And maybe also when you don't taste it, also you have to make a bracha. It's Dover Pashit, right?
Yeah, not one place it says that you don't make a
And not, no, no Paisik says there's such a thing. Or it could be that. Yeah, very good. I never thought about that. As a matter of fact, so I started looking up this week. Baruch Hashem, I took the vaccine, so I didn't get COVID. And Baruch Hashem. Hashem was gave us Siyata Dishmaya. So I don't know how it feels not to have taste. But some people, mamash, didn't have taste or smell, and they're eating, and they want to know whether they make a bracha. So there's an inordinate, there's a disproportionate amount of svarim that were written about COVID. And probably because people were stuck at home, so they wrote svarim. Right? Reb Chaim would write a sefer on a leap year because he had more time to write svarim. So people are at home, they wrote a lot of svarim. It's a lot of svarim about corona. So I found one sefer called Badad Yeshev. You like that? In the sefer Badad Yeshev, he writes that if you eat a meichel, and you don't, if somebody is not able to taste or smell, he doesn't make a bracha. He should be yaitzel yideachim. That's what he writes. Sefer Badad Yeshev. So I say Taka, I didn't know that. It's a very interesting aloha. What would you say by Bala Matzah? Because he brings a few paiskim that say that you have to have Hanas Achech. If you don't have, you have to have Hanas Achech. If you don't have Hanas Achech, it's garnished. And over here, you don't have Hanas Achech. So, the truth is, so the truth is, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach and his Chidushim Maseches Brachos, Mincha Shlomo Maseches Brachos, is mistopic. He's mistopic. That means that, according to this, there's no, if Reb Shlomo Zalman was mistopic, obviously he felt there's no clear proof anywhere. He says like this, it's printed in Kovitz Tzoyar, Oyel Baruch, Misupkani be'odam she'ein loy chosh hatam. V'oichel kedei lisboya ulehashked ra'avoinoi. Aval einoi nena klal ha'im yevorech. Shamati sheish enogu levar b'chi agavna, al kol davar kedinoi. I heard that people are making a bracha, but I'm not sure. Somebody who doesn't taste and he eats in order just to be full. Just in order to be full. Let's say somebody who is a big balmusser, he comes home and his wife prepares him a burnt dish. Does he make a bracha on a burnt dish? He eats it with his mamish getting no hano whatsoever. Do you make a bracha? Right. Oh. Right. Okay, but you don't have hanos meyav there. You don't have hanos meyav. Rabbi Berdugo, you don't have hanos meyav. You don't have hanos meyav. You don't have hanos meyav by Shaisa. That's the thing. So the truth is that the sefer the Moruk Tzia has this suffix. Moruk Tzia, Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin, and he says like this: the Magen Avram says that if a person eats achila gasa, moitzi acherim. As long as he's nene begreinai. V'lo yadati m'nain lo'i debeinan ha'az garen l'nyid b'rksamosin. Hecharemiz v'chziva. Achil v'asvi v'chziva. Remez l'davar afwishin rayal davar. From a pasuk in Yecheskel. Bitnecha toichol mecha temole. As long as you have hanos meyav, it should be enough. Shma mino de achilo de beten achilo. Umilu emeyayim belvad. V'ein davar achilo nikro al shem hanos garen. V'ainu taimid de matemes. Ein tzorach brocha. Nafkamina tochav lo'i chavei royoich l'natoich piv ba'emek a garen. In other words, he says, not like Rafi, he says in the Kippur, that says in the Gemara, that doesn't make a difference. And don't tell me, so he brings a raya from matzah. Yeah, so Rabbi Rubin is mayor. He says, L'chayr, you can make, L'chayr, there is a chilik between isurim, or mitzvahs, and brachis. What happens if a minute after Kol Nidre, a person goes out, a person right after Tseis HaKoychavim, he's mamish full, and he just drank 3 liters, 3 gallons, I'm sorry, I'm in America, and he drinks water. He's not thirsty. Are you talking to say he's not chayav kares?
Yeah, he's not.
Okay, like it's not. No, wait. It's not an achilas gas. He's shy. Or let's say he has a fly that came into his mouth, and he's very nervous about it. So he just wants to drink a lot. Don't ask me. He's swearing. Should have spit it out. I'm just asking. He's drinking shiloi litzmai. He doesn't make a bracha, but he still is mechuyev on Yom Kippur. So, Taka, I don't know. I think Shaisa Litzmai is different because maybe like he doesn't have a nos mayav. But al kalponim, you have the moruk tzia and there's a tashbeit in Maseches Brachos is mefurish habolea oichem chayev levorach rayosa de bola matzah yedei chavosei. So what do you see from over here that by COVID somebody should make a bracha? Clear that somebody should make a bracha even if he doesn't taste based on this Rashbatz. Based on this moroksia. Now, getting back to our Indian, Reb Chaim Lechayer is also going to say this way because Reb Chaim is saying raya that a person that you don't need tam from bola matzah. Okay, maybe yisurin is different. From bola matzah yotza. Now, I had a problem with this Chaim because I was saying maybe the reason why your yotze by matzah is because there is tam in the food, just you didn't taste it. But you see from over here, not that way. You see that tam in your mouth, whether you're tasting, or tam, whether it's in the food, is the same thing. So circling back to our shayla. So Reb Chaim says, if something already has a shame, you don't need to have a tam lechem. Tam lechem is only a shach, the shame lechem. But once you already have it, you don't need it. Like abihilchas brachis, it comes out that as long as it's food that has taste, then you're chayv bebracha. Because they say if you have hanos meyav. The shail is, what happens if you have food that doesn't have taste? For example, you have a mixture of chitim together with other minim, and you can't taste the chitim. Do you still make a bracha of hamoitzi? I'm not talking about now birkas hamazon. Do you make a bracha of hamoitzi? So a Taz says in the beginning of Simen Reish Ches, a big chiddush, that near kavodas v'avgav de pas doichin. Mashmakan sifkot and gimel. Reish Ches sifkot and gimel. What happens if you mix dvash with some chitim inside? What's the halacha? You still make a mezainis. Why? Says the Taz. Because there's tam there. Once there's tam there, it's a mitzias. The Prima Gadda brings to the Magen Avraham Siman Reish Dalet that he argues that you have to taste it. So l'chayr, you see from this machlaikis between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, is that there has to be a metzias of taste. So back to our shaila of iris, do you have to have, in other words, there's a lot of iris here, and the iris could really drown the taste. Do you say that it drowns the taste and it's not considered enough chita? L'chayra, from this machlek between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, says you have to have taste in the food. And don't tell me about COVID that l'chayra you see over there that you don't need taste at all, because that's different. That's the gavra, but the chefts over here has to have taste. And what's the pshat of the chefts has to have taste? Because since we're trying to be kaveh, what the shame bracha is, it has to have cheshivas. And if it's not nicker with tam in it, it has no cheshivas, it's bottled to it. The Taz obviously felt that since there's a metzias in there, so it's just something else. It's Arya Deraviole, and it's not affecting it. But we don't pass on like the Taz over here. The Mishnah Berurah also goes with the Magen Avraham. There's a Mata Yehuda. There's others that way. So now going to be the real Shaila, and this is going to be the next Chavur Rafi is going to give, is Lagabe, is what happens, Taka, if somebody is not tasting something because it's mizbatal, totally. So, for example, he said that if somebody's eating a hamburger in the McDonald's and he has the bread, and you're laughing because there was somebody in Westwood that used to prepare the daf yomi shir. He wasn't from yet. He was in McDonald's. He was preparing it while he was having breakfast there with a Gemara, and then he would walk over. So there was. We have a lot of stories. That's we have funny. A lot of stories from West. We could write a Rabbi Stern should write a sefer about West. So what happens if somebody's eating a hamburger? So Rafi cleared the following shot. If somebody's chewing a hamburger, you have the bun and you have the lettuce and you have the tomatoes and you have the pickles. You can't taste the meat. And some of the bites that you have, you can't taste the meat. So maybe over there it's mezbatel in your mouth already. And there's no tam. Maybe we potter him. They talk about this like abe toiloyim. Maybe in your mouth while you're eating, so you broke up the beria and it's tam lefgam. So is this bottle already in your mouth? That's one of the tzirufim legabe why people didn't check for bugs as much as they do nowadays, because in your mouth had gotten this bottle. So what's going to come out? What's going to come out over here? The Chazanish says in Menaches that when we talk about tam, it's not that you have to mamish. It's tam that's going to be bottle or not. In other words, it's a shear that it would be nizbatel, but just because it's covered up by something else, lav dafka took away tam. So does he go more like the taz? The Chazanish go like the taz because b'metzias. Yeah, we've been seeing all along now that it is the same. I'll go upon him. Our time's up, but we did come out that if somebody wants to have a matzah with oiriz, he has to have enough tam according to Magen Avraham to effectively taste some dagon to a minimum amount. And if you want to use a kvela for that, fine. But if it's going to be so much that you can't taste it because it's such strong oiriz, chayre, it might not work. Okay, shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.